Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Today is actually election day in many states across the country that are having Democratic and Republican primaries. And when you live in a place that is primarily Republican or primarily Democrat, that primary really becomes the general election. And today for me, while I am following and tracking and actually deeply involved in about a dozen different elections across the country, there's one that I'm watching closest, and it's that there is a recall effort to remove San Francisco's district attorney, Chesa Boudin, from office. I want to unpack and explain what's happened. I want to encourage everybody else who has not voted in San Francisco to please, please, please vote today. Turn in your ballots. You can vote at locations all over the city, and I'll give you information on how you can do that as well. But we need to stop this recall. Let me tell you why it matters for politicians all over the country and for leaders that you might love, that Republicans and billionaires are trying to recall Chesa Boudin. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
In the United States, voting is not required. And I don't know if you knew this, but in some countries, in some democratic countries, I'm not talking about dictatorships, in some democratic countries, it's required to vote. You not only have to, like, you don't even have to, quote unquote, register. If you are a citizen in that place, you are automatically registered and you are required to vote. And if you don't vote, there's a penalty. It's called compulsory voting, and it's just required. I wish we had that where you were required to vote. And what we would have is we would have voting turnout in those countries. Voter turnout is 98% to 99% because you have to do it. It tends to be a holiday, a day off. You got to go in. You got to vote. It's required for you as a citizen. Now, here's the thing. I don't know. The Democratic assumption has always been that if more people turn out, that's better for them. And we've seen some states where that is the case. And I've seen some states where more people turned out and that was not good for Democrats. I don't care. I just wish more people voted, all people. And today we are having primaries all over the country in at least four states. But I am closely tracking what's going on in California because several district attorneys that we helped elect at Real Justice and that many of you probably donated to, including Diane Becton of Contra Costa County, is running for re-election. And we are believing that she's going to win and hopeful. She's done a good job there. But something despicable is happening in San Francisco. Just 2 years ago, we helped elect Chesa Boudin to be the new district attorney of San Francisco. And Chesa is not only one of the smartest human beings I've ever met. He is one of the most ethical, compassionate, humane people that I know. And it was a huge deal when he was elected DA of San Francisco for three reasons. First, as you may know, both of Chesa Boudin's parents spent nearly 30 years in prison. And from the time he was a baby until the time he was already an attorney, his parents were in prison that entire time. And it is a rare thing that you see someone whose life has been impacted so deeply by mass incarceration actually get to be the local CEO of the justice system. And that's what the district attorney is. The local DA is the CEO of your local justice system for your city or your county. They run the local justice system in so many ways. And so to see somebody who grew up literally visiting his mother and father behind bars be able to then lead the local justice system in one of America's biggest cities, it was a big deal. Secondly, Chesa had been a public defender in San Francisco. And as a public defender, you see how horrible and ineffective and punitive the system is and how poorly it works. The flip of that is to say, no, it doesn't work poorly. It works masterfully at actually doing horrible things. Whatever way you take it, the justice system is a horribly ineffective system as far as public safety goes. It has not made America any safer, even when we've had millions and millions and millions of people in jail and prison all over America. It doesn't make us safer. And so to have someone who not only grew up in an impacted family, but someone who had been a public defender and saw the other side of the system, then run and win to be DA was a huge deal. But lastly, Chesa Boudin pledged to change the way the DA's office worked, including committing to prosecuting police, not only for fatal shootings and killings, but just for misconduct in general. And he has done that. And he has changed the local justice system in just his 2 years. He has been DA almost exclusively during the pandemic. And of course, these 2 years have been a brutally difficult time for any DA across the country to be in power. And yet he has led with dignity, with integrity, with ethics and morals and honesty, and has worked hard to, for instance, produce the very first exoneration of a wrongly convicted person from San Francisco. It's never happened there before because nobody was ever focusing on it until him. And he's also holding corrupt corporations accountable, which is why the leaders of those corrupt corporations and billionaires who live all around Silicon Valley and not necessarily in San Francisco have made it their mission to oust him from office. And you have now, as if you listen to this today, you have just a few hours left to go vote in San Francisco. You can go to vote.org to find your location. Go to vote.org to find your voting location. But you have just a few hours left to turn in your ballot. If you live in San Francisco, you likely received a vote by mail ballot. You can go and turn that in, or you can go vote live at the polling location. Every number we have right now shows that young people have voted in very low numbers. But that's why when you have an election on June the 7th, when almost every college student and every young person is gone out of state somewhere else, June 7th is a very rough time to have an election. And, you know, it's working against Chesa that it is a bad time of year to have such an election, but they knew that. And our hope is that he is not recalled today. I'm hopeful that he will win. It's likely that if he does win, it's going to be by a very close margin. So every vote matters. Every vote counts. And if for some reason Chesa is recalled in this election, we are hopeful that he will immediately run again. Screw them. Here's the thing. If you literally have beef with Chesa Boudin, run against him when his term is up. Right now, he has 2 years left. Right now, Californians are abusing the recall system. They tried to recall the governor. They're trying to recall Chesa Boudin. They're trying to recall the district attorney of Los Angeles now. And so all over the state, there have now been dozens and dozens. The last number I saw is there have been over 70 recalls. And my thing is, no, unless there is a gross moral failure, a gross moment of crime or lack of integrity, no, you don't recall somebody just because you don't like them or because you think someone else could have a better policy or position. That's an abuse of the power. It's an abuse of the system. So let's hope and believe and vote so that Chesa Boudin is not recalled, and let's be ready to support him no matter what. Again, if you know anybody in San Francisco, please tell them to vote no on Prop H. Prop H is the proposition to recall Chesa Boudin, and you want to vote no on that every day, all day. Tell everybody you know, post about it, share this, and let's hope that tomorrow we have good news. Listen, if you're not yet a member of the North Star, we're in the middle of a big drive to get as many new members as we can. You could go now to thenorthstar.com. This podcast is proudly sponsored by the North Star. We would not exist without the North Star. And so please, if you're not yet a member, you can join for as little as $8. Join today. Share the responsibility of independent journalism so that we can come on here and speak truth to power day in and day out. Love and appreciate all of you. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.